Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So the quarter's done. July 1 in most parts of the world, of course. How did that quarter go for us, Q1?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. Yep, everyone's caught up with us now, Mike. It's the for the quarter and the first half of the year have officially ended everywhere. And, Mike, it was a weird quarter, as Shakespeare put it, but this is wondrous strange. That's from Hamlet, for those of you with a literary curiosity. And wondrous strange is a very apt description because you had this geopolitical turmoil, you had a significantly elevated oil price, but confirmation now for the investors, it was the best of times, Mike, not the worst of times. Now, here's some of the numbers. Sit back with your chai latte, your cup of tea, and enjoy these numbers. For the quarter in New Zealand dollars, the world index was up 14.9%, the S&P 500 up 16.4%, the NASDAQ tech, where it was really hot, 29% for the quarter. The Nikkei, even hotter, 35%. Emerging markets up 25%. So those are some pretty staggering numbers. They're not annual numbers. They're just quarterly numbers. Now, to be fair, some of this represents the rebound from the sell-off that we saw in markets in March, where concerns over the Middle East were the highest. But if I look at the year-on-year numbers, so take that quarterly volatility out, also very strong. And I guess the real question, Mike, is why? And if I look at that, there were some really constructive tailwinds for markets evident at the start of the year as we came into 2026. And despite the oil price, despite the geopolitical uncertainty, the conflict hasn't derailed those tailwinds. Now, the huge one is obviously the AI and sort of tech-related, data center-related CapEx boom. I mean, at some stage, the quality and the potential return on the hundreds of billions of dollars, that will come under greater focus. But for now, the volume of spend is simply front of mind. There was heaps of cash on the sideline at the start of year, large balances in the US and things called money market mutual funds. So there was cash ready to be deployed. We have got very bullish earnings projections. That's really important. Share markets tend to go where earnings go. Very resilient US economy. Most of those factors, Mike, are still relevant. And in another wondrous, strange outcome, the NZX 50 actually outperformed the ASX 200. So we beat the Aussies for that quarter, 5.6% versus 4% for the quarter. Interest rates were actually lower as well over the quarter. So lots of good things going on. So, Mike, we had price stress around the world at the pump. We were all sort of really feeling that. But for listeners out there, they should have seen some positive news on your KiwiSaver accounts for the quarter.
Exactly. Talk to me about the Chinese.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about the official PMI. During the day yesterday, we got the release of the unofficial PMIs. Now, we used to call these the Kaijin PMI. Now they have a new name. They're called the, quite interestingly named, the Rating Dog PMIs. They're compiled by S&P, as they always have been, but naming rights have now gone to a Chinese financial data firm called Rating Dog. So we have the Rating Dog PMI. They provide a slightly different lens on the economic health of the Chinese economy, Mike. There's a greater focus on the private sector, small and medium businesses than the official PMIs have. They also sort of tend to focus a little bit more on the companies on the eastern seaboard. Those are export-related companies. They corroborated the theme behind the official PMIs. You've got export strength, but subdued domestic demand. The numbers were better than the official PMI, 51.7 versus 50.3. Both measures above 50. That is an encouraging sign for China growth. Remember, this is our largest trading partner. You got a solid increase in output coming to the end of the quarter. Input price inflation is slowing. But what you have seen, Mike, is the manufacturing business sector in China completing the strongest quarter since the fourth quarter of 2020. And that is meaningful for global economic health.
Good. Quick word on, should I be worried about dairy next week?
I think there is a hint of concern here. We've sort of talked about a little bit of weakness on the global dairy trade auctions, but what we call the pulse auctions, which are the smaller auctions between the bigger global dairy trade events, we had another one of those yesterday morning, and we didn't have time to talk about it, but there was a 6% fall in skim milk powder and a small fall in whole milk powder. So I think there's going to increase attention on next week's global dairy trade. It's starting to look quite important.
All right, we'll talk about it Wednesday. What are the numbers?
Yep. The Dow Jones is up small, 48 points, 0.1%, 52,368. The S&P 500 is also up a small 4 points, 0.06%, 7503. And the NASDAQ just coming off a little bit. The semiconductor stocks a little bit weaker, 0.34% fall. ADR, that's 90 points, 26,123. Small fall in the FTSE 100, down 19 points, 10,478. The Nikkei up 0.59%, 70,474. 0.44% rise in the Shanghai Composite. The ASX 200 lost 56 points, 0.64%, 8,722 the mark there. The NZX 50 lost 11 points, so barely moved, 13,610. Kiwi dollar slightly stronger against the US, 0.5675, 0.8225 against the Aussie, 0.4986 euro, 0.4274 pounds, 92.22 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,069. Brent crude behaving itself, $71.23.
See you tomorrow, man. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.